Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, everybody, in this beautiful midsummer day here in Colorado, Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, True Straight Up, Chuck and Julie Show, brought to you by
AmericaCitizenPress.com, a great conservative site, website for conservative voices, as well as Dr. Julie McCallum with Colorado Senate Gen X. Hey, a lot to talk about today. We're going to have Patty Kergan on, an analyst. She works with Kim Munson, and she is going to be kind of giving us that follow the money on the LEAP initiative. She has a great column up on Kim's website. They've been talking about it there. That's one that they say is for the kids, only it's not. As she shows you, it's for the big money boys. Laurel Eimer, House District candidate and House District 24, may join us. She's got a very cool fundraiser coming up.
Something special.
And then Casper Stockham, he has some interesting news about his America First Republicans program that he's running there too. But first, I want to let you know. Oh, yeah. TJ is just saying, I just realized we can't connect to YouTube. Have we been banned again? Yeah, you guys, I sent you guys an email. We have been now
permanently banned
from YouTube.
Do you know what we did? So awful.
I just briefly want to explain. This is what kills me about YouTube. So we had one strike against us at the beginning of the summer for saying that 12-year-olds shouldn't have to wear masks, right as the Colorado Health Department was saying kids 12 and under didn't have to wear masks. YouTube didn't care. They banned us for saying that. We had another strike. It was something COVID related. Oh, it was Michael Tao when he was talking about the fact that it might have escaped from a lab, which, of course, we now they're saying that was dangerous misinformation we're putting out. So when you have two YouTube strikes, then we had 90 days to not get another strike. Well, we didn't get we didn't really do anything. What YouTube did is they went back to February. So they said they cited two shows we did in February where we talked about the election and now we were banned. So they gave us two strikes. And if you get a third strike, you're going to be banned permanently. And what do? They go back and they search all of our shows. Those shows have been up there since February, right? They didn't have a problem with them in February. They have a problem with them now. I kind of think on one hand that says to me, I think they are very worried. Both big tech and the Democrats are very, or maybe one and the same, very worried about this election talk and the audit and the fact that Republicans are waking up and saying, you know, hey, wait a minute. We need to have fair and transparent and legal elections. They don't like hearing talk like that. I think they're cracking down. So we are not going to be on YouTube ever again.
Ever and ever.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. We are up on Rumble. You can also get us on Podbean. And of course, you can always go to bbsradio.com/Chuck and Julie Show. I think I'm going to putting us up, and thank you, Charlene, for bringing this up, on something called Odyssey as well. But we're still all over, just not on YouTube. You know, I got to say, screw you, YouTube. That's just all I have to say. Sandra's saying, congratulations. YouTube sucks. Sue them like Steve Crowder did. He's back on. You know, they make the rules up as they go along. And they do, Sandra. Here's Dr. Donna. I think, though, that I'm not going to try to get back on YouTube because the YouTube CEO has made it clear they are going after all sources of unauthorized information. What they said is our unauthorized information was dangerous to you. Mm. So it used to be, it would be, you know, I'm the government and I'm here to help you. Mm. Well, now we're YouTube and we're here to protect you. So you guys will all be glad to know YouTube is protecting you.
Protecting you from this dangerous content.
From this dangerous content that likes, I think anybody who is on YouTube now, and I've got some friends and I know people who have monetized music shows and things like that. And I was talking to them and I said, if you think the day is not coming when you are going to be banned because you're not authorized, and what do you got to do to be authorized on YouTube? Yeah, it's like, give them some money, perhaps a lot of money.
And even then, if you're not the right kind of music.
No, if they don't like your music. So I think, you know, goodbye, good riddance, YouTube. And I'll keep everybody posted. And we're going to start live streaming as soon as I figure out how to do it on those other places too.
So we've got Patty Kergan is with us on line 4. So Patty, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Betty, yeah, I must warn you, we're putting out dangerous information here. Dangerous, dangerous stuff called the truth.
Right, I know. Isn't that amazing? When you tell the truth, everybody comes after you.
Exactly, exactly. I know, I do have some friends who are like, we put out dangerous stuff too, and we're not banned. How come I haven't been banned? I'm like, just you wait.
What do you got to do to get banned?
That's right, not much, as it turns out. Okay, so Patty, you are a researcher with Kim Munson and the Kim Munson Show, and we'll let you give that a plug because I know you guys have talked about it, and you've got a great article up on her website. Why don't I let you kind of explain this LEAP initiative, the problems with it, and most importantly, you've been following the money, and I think people might be a little surprised at what you've been finding, right?
Oh, definitely. It's really a maze, or connecting the dots and figuring out who's connected to who and how it all goes around. But the LEAP itself, it's an initiative. They're out there right now getting signatures. They have to have 125,000 or thereabouts signatures across the state for this ballot initiative to make it on the ballot in November. So August 2nd is their drop date. And LEAP itself is an acronym for Learning Enrichment and Academic Progress Program. And what it would be an out-of-school learning experience for children ages between 5 and 17, and it also will carry some health aspects. It will be physical health, mental health. It helps the disabled children. And what they do, they'll be sending students to camps, art schools, tutoring. So it's supposed to help them. What's interesting is somebody sent me this invitation for they had a fundraiser last night,
right,
and there
right.
was a gentleman's name on the invitation, Tony Lewis. And I knew the other people, but I had no connection at all with Tony. And I found out that he's part of a nonprofit group called Reschool. And I started investigating Reschool and Tony himself. And Tony comes from the Donnell K Foundation. They're very centered in on health and education for children, especially low-income children. And going back to LEAP, that's where their concentration is too. LEAP will be giving out financial aid to go to these camps or the tutoring based on your income level, and they start with those at the poverty level and slowly work themselves up.
Well, I was going to say, just real quick to kind of cut, because in case people are not familiar, everything you're sounds very kumbaya-ish and very wonderful and unicorns and ponies and puppies. But the rub is, number one, you, the parent, don't get to decide where to spend the money. A panel created by Governor Polis will decide, so it's all Democrats, are going to decide where to spend the money. If you're a homeschool parent, you can't get the money yourself to help your kids get more, you know, get better at education. I mean, and it creates this whole new level of bureaucracy that has it has no accountability, no transparency, and it's all run by Democrats, bottom line, right?
Correct. And I just want to throw in there too that it specifically states that none of the money can be used for tuition.
Yeah.
Because there's been a rumor out there that it's for vouchers. It is not. It specifically is stating no money will be used for tuition.
Right.
It's $1,500 for low-income kids, at least starting with low-income kids and slowly working their way up, provided by the government,
and they tell you who you can
go to. They have to authorize it, and so the government will tell you who you can spend the money with. Now, within that group, you can spend it whoever you feel like, but it has to be a government-approved. Democrat governor approved. You're setting up a whole new massive bureaucracy of $150 million and could raise up to $500 million a year that'll be controlled by Democrats, and it'll be a huge Democratic slush fund, and there'll be some left-leaning liberals that get to also make some money off of it, as far as I can understand.
Correct. And the key point that I want to make is the people that are promoting this, and if you go back This has been going on, the development of this program, for like 20 years. And the idea behind it, and this is Mr. Lewis's words with his associate, Ms. Anderson, they want to create a parallel government-run school system. They believe that they've given up reforming the traditional school, and they want to run a parallel school system, which is scary in itself that that's their attitude, because do we just throw out the $8 billion plus that the state spends on K through 12 education? That's not including the counties.
I was going to say, wouldn't one could argue we have parallel systems in charter schools and in private schools? And maybe rather than taking all of this money and giving it to this guy so he can create his own parallel thing, maybe I would suggest we just give parents the money and let them figure out where they want to put their kids in school, right?
I agree 100%. And the fact of the matter is, by taking kids out of whatever that they normally do in the afternoon, especially high school students. Isn't that when kids go and get their first job and they learn lifelong skills?
Right.
Well, if you're taking them out and they can't do that.
Right.
So
everybody thinks, oh gosh, this will go to math tutors and stuff.
No,
it'll go to whoever they want them to go to. They can go to the Planned Parenthood. They're educational. They can have re-education.
Right.
Camps, they can have whatever the left would like.
Equity training.
And what's amazing about it is how much buy-in it has from Republicans. I am on the executive committee, which decided to take no action on it, neither approving or disapproving. But it certainly is amazing how many Republicans just love Democratic programs.
Well, and Patty, because to clarify too, in following the money, so it sounds like this one group you found who was really pushing this is a group that would directly benefit from it, right? It'd be like me saying,
absolutely,
we need to set up a new program in Colorado to fund podcasts, like the Chuck and Julie show. And we took, raised money to support it. And I mean, it's so there's that. And then you've got, am I right? So there's some Republicans, Josh Penry, some other people in it who were supporting it. And it seems to me that you found that they have not the purest of intentions either necessarily, right?
Right, because Josh runs the 76 group as well as Blitz Cavendish and a media group. So between the three companies, his revenue will be well over, millions of dollars that he'll get from this. So to me, that's a definite personal interest that one would have to get this over the finish line.
What do you think they did to get Christy Burton Brown to personally support it?
I have no idea. I have not yet talked to Christy. I haven't gotten a hold of her, so I can't speak to that. It's just interesting, though, that you bring up Christy, because she just sent out that email last night about how we have to step up against the employee trip reduction plan that came out of the Colorado Air Quality Commission, and they want to reduce how many employees can get to the office, the place of business. And she talks about that there were nine commissioners that were all appointed by POLIS. So why would someone think that it would be any different
with
LEAP in comparison to the Air Quality Commission? If they're all appointed by the governor, you know which direction it's going to be going.
And what's really weird about it is a self-perpetuating bureaucracy. So these ones, when they have an opening, then they can go to whoever then governor
they
is.
Support. They
take three people and they give the governor a choice of those three people. Well, what is a far left POLIS appointee going to do but appoint another far left appointee? And all will be far left appointees the governor has to appoint.
Right.
So if some, by some miracle, a Republican became governor, it wouldn't make any difference. This is going to be a self-perpetuating lefty money machine for decades and decades to go.
Well, and Donna, let me ask you then, too, back to the money. I mean, am I right in that? Because I read your column and it's great. So you found that some of the groups are basically the groups that would directly benefit from it. Other groups are essentially consultants who would benefit from the campaign trying to get people to vote for it. This to me reeks of the sort of the safe injection site kind of idea, where this is something that's being pushed by progressive groups, I want to know, in other places too, or is this just something that these Coloradans came up with on their own? Have you found anything about that?
Yes. So if the program makes the ballot, it's accepted, and it's successful, they would like to see it go across the nation. So we once again are the petri dish.
Right.
And they'll experiment with our children.
Right.
And in talking about our children, the initiative itself states that it's for all Colorado children on the first page. I encourage all the listeners to go to the third page, where the terminology is changed to eligible children. It's completely different context when you read the rest of the initiative. And it's an easy read. It's not that real hard legal language that sometimes people find hard to read.
What about, I was curious, because one of the guys who's promoting it, Luke Gregland, who I don't really know anything about, but he was also just appointed to a pretty high profile role in the Daniels Fund, which raises money. It's a charity or nonprofit, rather, raises money and distributes money. Were you able to pin down anything in terms of that kind of what's going on there?
Not yet. And he just took that position a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And I do know that when he was with Ready Colorado, he said that Ready Colorado was not going to take a position unless it hits the ballot. But he himself has been around talking to people. So he himself has definitely taken a positive position and wants LEAP to go through.
Yeah, I've heard his arguments, and he's pretty articulate. But there's also arguments of Kevin Lundgren, who was a lot more articulate. It's just a sad thing. The Republicans just always are the stupid party. They're always falling for whatever crummy thing that the Democrats can do. Because a lot of people say, "Oh, this is school choice." It's nothing about school choice.
Right.
It's about government approved providers. And they can change the rules anytime they like to.
And they can take more money anytime they want to, too, right?
Yeah, they increase the tax even more. So it's a terrible program. And I don't mind Democrats supporting terrible programs, because that's what they're all about. But when Republicans give it this bipartisan veneer,
patina,
it becomes just a lackey. And that's the Republican Party has become in a lot of ways, an enabler and a lackey for the far left.
And you know what? I just want to add this in, because if they truly want to be transparent, what they can do is show their cards. Because if you read the fiscal note on Initiative 25, it says in the going back to the initiative, it states clearly that this program starts calendar year 2022. So that's 5 months away. And in the fiscal note, it says that for the fiscal year 21-22, that they expect this expenditures to be $50 million in grants to LEAP providers. This program must already be in place, because fiscal year 21-22 ends on June 30th of 2022. So the first half of next year, they already have $50 million that they're planning to give out in grants. So if you want to be transparent, truly put the program out there. Let us see what you are talking about. There's a lot of ambiguity in that initiative.
And it seems to me a lot of lack of transparency. I mean, because I know you've been working on this, kind of following the money, figuring out who are these people that are supporting this for a while. And it hasn't been, you know, for instance, like when Casper Stockham supports something, you pretty much know it right away. You look and you can see his name, Casper Stockham. Here's how much he contributed. And you can look and see if we do that. But this, it seemed to me, I mean, you've been working on this for a long time, and you're a pretty darn good researcher and analyst. They have not made this easy, have they, to figure out who's really behind the curtain here?
Right. Well, I will tell you that Gary Community Investments is the one contributor. There's somebody else that contributed $20 into this LEAP program through June 26th. But the 900, and it's close to $950,000. Gary Community Investments is the one that's bankrolling it right now.
What's the name of that entity?
It's Gary Community Investments. So was it Michael Johnson is the CEO of that, and they're very right. So he, so that's where the money's coming from. And this, I'm going back to the tracer only allows you to go through June 26th.
Okay. So, and the tracer doesn't let you show. It doesn't show you where his money. I mean, Mike Johnson. It's like, I don't think this isn't Mike Johnson, right? Well, writing a check for $900,000.
Mike Johnson's a public school teacher, so he's not writing checks. I mean, so, but
you can't see where he. Can you see where he's getting the money?
I'm that's one of the things that I'm working on right now.
See, and that makes me suspicious too. I remember years ago, our friend, Democrat strategist Ted Trimpa, sort of Soros, said a lot of his job is bundling dark money and making sure no one can figure out where it comes from. This to me seems like exactly the kind of thing that the Soros Democracy Alliance people would do. They'd bundle dark money up, start funneling it to their various groups, and then it creates this whole, so if you're whatever, that's that, you know, they create some group that supports this, that gets money from it, well then who are they going to vote for? They're going to vote Democrat. They're going to have Democrats get elected. They're going to ballot harvest. I mean, it's the same Democrat playbook over and over and over. And I know that there are some Republicans who are greedy. I mean, I get if you're Josh Penry, you got to make a living somehow. So, okay. But I don't understand why any other Republican who isn't getting a cut of money is supporting this at all.
Well, I've heard lots of people who are supporting it. They all tend to be the left, the establishment part of it. And I suppose directly or indirectly, they'll make money out of it. But it's just so easy to con Republicans, get people like Governor, the only living Republican,
Bill Owens,
who would sell himself out for a nickel to do it. It's just truly revolting. What has been the reaction on your show, on Kim's show? Is that, what are the callers, if you get some, saying?
Well, we don't take callers, but we have received emails or talked to people, and people, it's an eye opener. They are starting to make calls to the Republicans that are on the endorsement list. A couple of people have told me now that they've read more about it. It's not what, I guess there were some Republicans going out there saying, this is going to be a great program and, you know, it's everything under the sun and everybody will be able to participate. And now that they're starting to read the articles that Kim and I have written, they're like, well, wait a minute, this is what was sold to me. And
well,
they're reaching out to other people. So there are a lot of good people who were told one thing and now they're learning that it's actually not anything close to what they were told.
But the trouble is good people, if they are good people, should read.
Right. Read it before you come out in favor of it. Yeah, that would be my advice.
Good, if you can be conned that easily, then you're not really a good person.
Well,
you're kind of willing dupe of some pretty evil people.
Well, and Patty, final question for you. Oh, because we got to let you go here. We've got Laurel Eimer on the line, and we want to get to her and then Casper. But where can people read and find out what you and Kim are talking about with this, too?
Okay, great. Well, my article is Leap from Dot to Dot and Where Do You Land? And this is where I'm connecting people with money and all. And it's on the Kim Munson, KimMonson.com show. So that's our internet, KimMunson.com. If they go on that, she has a sidebar for featured articles and you can go in there. And right now we have 3 posted and there will be a couple more coming up soon.
And how do people listen to Kim?
Pardon?
How do people listen to Kim? Where is she located on the dial and time and all that?
Right. We are live 6 to 7 a.m. And we're replayed at 1 p.m. So 1 to 2 and then 10 to 11 at night. It's on KLZ 560.
All right. Patty, thank you for the work.
Thanks
please
for coming
keep
on,
us
Patty.
In the loop. We got to people.
Okay, thank you.
We got to stop this. Thank you. Check it out at KimMunson.com.
She's wonderful.
She's done a great job. It's not easy. Want to switch gears here a little bit and talk with HD24 candidate Laurel Eimer. She and I were... maybe I'm wrong. Hey, Laurel, let's just bring Laurel on.
CD.
Oh, that's right. Hi. Laurel, hey. That's right. That was last time. Thank you
that
for coming
on. That was last time.
Why don't you clarify what you're running for what you're running for today?
I'm running for Congressional District 7 for U.S. Congress in 2022.
Okay, doke. And you have been just a staunch Republican, a great Trump supporter. We've, you know, stood with you, gotten smacked by protesters with you. Supporting Make about a year ago this time. But you have a very cool fundraiser coming up. Why don't you tell us about that?
I do. So we've got a fundraiser. As a matter of fact, today, unfortunately, we've had a little rift in our fundraiser, but we're working through that. We somehow found out that our venue is double booked. And so we are in the process of switching our venue, but we will get that taken care of. But what I want to encourage people to do is to still get involved and still come either way. We are bringing out Sheriff Mark Lamb. He's known as the American Sheriff. He was the host of the most popular show in America on A&E up until the George Floyd murders, when they canceled all of the police shows because they didn't want the positive narrative of policing put out to the public. So he was the host of Live PD. He is the sheriff of Pinal County, Arizona, which is a second-tier border county about 60 miles north of the border. And he was on President Trump's advisory council of border sheriffs. And he also did a season on the show on Discovery, which is called 60 Days In, which profiles sheriff's departments around the country and actually sends undercover people into the sheriff's department, into the jails, to see how the jails are performing. Also, because of the cancellation of A&E's Live PD, he's now started his own streaming network called the American Sheriff Network. It's $4.99 a month, and you can live stream all kinds of live PD sheriff action, quote unquote.
Wow.
And he is fantastic. And he is coming out to do this fundraiser with us on Friday night, July 30th. And VIP tickets are $250. General admission are $100. VIP starts at 6 o'clock. General admission starts at 7. And we were unfortunately going to be at the Dunafin Castle, but somehow we just found out that the venue was double booked. And so we are desperately searching for another venue. We will get that taken care of, and we'll let people know as soon as possible. But I am encouraging people to get the tickets, get prepared to come. We'll get the venue straightened out, and we'll get that information updated ASAP, hopefully within the next 24 hours.
Well, and where can people, exactly. So what we want to do is encourage people to support Laurel and to go hear this guy. He sounds absolutely great. Where you go, that's a pretty easy kind of thing to straighten out. And what's your website where people should go to get all of this information?
It's LaurelImerForCongress.com, and that's all spelled out, LaurelImer, ForCongress.com.
All right, I know you're on the road.
You'll go to the events tab, and you'll get all the information there.
And I know you're on the road, so I don't want to take a lot of your time, but just real quick, how are things going? I mean, let me back up two questions.
Well, let me kind of indicate that, you know, one good news you've got is your congressional district, at least tentatively, looks very positive for Republicans.
Yes, we've been really watching the congressional lines, and as a campaign, we're staying neutral in that discussion because we don't want to be perceived in any way biased or anything, which is inappropriate. But what we see is that we see four districts that could possibly become competitive. So you could see four swinging to Democrat, four swinging to Republican with the new lines the way that they've drawn out, and I think that's what the American people deserve. That's what Colorado citizens deserve, is to have fair and equal representation and choice in their congressional districts. So, we're staying out of it and letting it work its way out.
Well, yeah, and probably not like they could call you anyway. So, but let me ask you this, in terms of, I love that you're having the sheriff, as you're going around talking to people, I think one of the areas where the Democrats, and this is what I've been saying, I think every Republican candidate should hammer on a few things, you know, one of them being safety and the massive rise in crime rates. And you've got the sheriff coming in who can address it. I mean, when you travel around, because I know you're one of the hardest working candidates I've ever seen. You're always out there. You're always talking to folks. What are people, are people concerned as much as we sort of see in the media about crime? I know I am, about crime.
Well, actually, to be honest, the number one issue of everyone is voter integrity.
Huh? Mm.
That is the number one issue. Any meeting, anywhere I go, anyone I talk to, that is honestly all they want to talk about. Huh. My number one issue is border security and human trafficking with, you know, drug cartels, human trafficking, illegal immigration. I think those are all extremely important things, which then tie to crime, like you're talking about, Julie.
Right.
But what the voters want to talk about is the fact that they believe their vote was stolen. They want to know how, as the Republican Party, we are going to fix it. How are we going to deal with it? How are we going to move forward? And what can be done? That is the number one issue on everybody's mind.
That is great news to hear, because I think maybe you missed it. We just got banned from YouTube for talking about that because, Laura, we are spreading dangerous information. So it's good to know. I mean, they are doing, and I said, that's a sign. They are worried. They are doing everything they can to squash, silence, eliminate anybody who talks about the election. So I have to tell you, thank God for the people in your district who have their eyes open and are asking questions that I think need to be asked.
Well, you know,
exactly.
My own bias, because I've run mail ballot elections, is what you can do with ballot harvesting and how it's so anti-democratic, even if you follow the rules. If you don't follow the rules, which Democrats believe is voter suppression by following rules. And I don't think Colorado will ever have a free and fair election as long as you allow ballot harvesting. Because the Democrats can just go into old age homes, they can go to apartment houses, they can pay people behind
copy machines.
Yeah, they can and have and will do everything. And in a place like Denver, they can produce such huge margin that no Republican could ever win statewide office.
Right. Well, and the biggest thing that I see in the narrative is the left wants to talk about the big lie that we're spreading. Mm-hmm. Well, I have news for them. They are spreading a big lie when they say that Republicans want to stop the ability for people to vote. That's a lie.
Right.
All that Republicans want is what is constitutionally guaranteed to us as American citizens, that we have the right to vote, that we require voter ID, and that we require that you're a U.S. citizen and that you follow the laws of our election laws.
Democrats don't believe in any of those things.
Yeah.
You know, if they cared about free and
none of those things are voter suppression. None of them.
Voter suppression, in case you haven't figured out, is anything that they don't like. Just like racism is anything they don't like.
It's all a myth. Voter suppression, systemic racism, all of it is a myth. None of it is real. None of it is true. That is the left's big lie.
And we
need to push back against that every single day from every platform we can.
All right. Exactly. And then when they ban us, we'll just pop right back up on another. Laurel, thank you so much. Once again, your website where people should go to get information, tickets, and then the final word on the venue.
Yes, it's LaurelEimerForCongress.com. And then we also have a parade on Saturday the 31st in Douglas County with the Douglas County Fair. If anyone would like to participate with us there, we would love to have you. And then we also are doing the Wheat Ridge Carnation Festival August 14th. All that information is on the website, LaurelEimerForCongress.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and make sure you like and share the Facebook page. That's really the most important thing you can do to get our information out.
All right. Laurel, thank you so much for your time.
Keep on working hard.
Yep, we appreciate the hard work you do out
there. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Laurel Eimer, and that's I-M-E-R for Congress.com. Hopefully, I'm sure they'll get that venue.
Donna says she has a brilliant son also. That's Weston. We love
Weston. Oh, yeah. Weston just graduated from high school, which is hard to believe.
Yeah.
He's an incredible hard worker and a great, I think,
asset
future pop politician himself. All right. Speaking of hardworking people, we've got Casper. I think I saw Casper on in the Zoom waiting room. He is.
There he is.
Hey, Casper Stockham has a bunch. You always have the most interesting backgrounds for you. You've got some new stuff going on, Casper. Why don't you why don't you go ahead and tell us what you've got going on?
Absolutely. Can you guys hear me okay?
We can.
Sure can.
Awesome. So, I'm the president of America First Republicans, and we are holding a series of events around September the 11th timeframe. So we have a free event on the evening of the 10th, which is a Friday evening. It's going to be at, and all this is on our website, which I'll give you in a second. But it's going to be Friday evening from 7 to 9. It's going to be at the Deep Space location there in Parker.
Right.
And that's a free event. And we're going to have a special guest coming in town. Albert Guillory is going to be with us. So he'll be speaking that evening along with a lot of video we're going to show about 9/11 to, you know, just to make sure we don't forget what right. happened on that day. And well, to honor sure, those that lost their lives.
And who the real enemies are, right? The real enemies are exactly. not conservative Republicans. The real exactly. enemies are the terrorists. And they may want to try to say that we're that the people who were at the Capitol, the, those of them who weren't FBI agents or informants, mm-hmm. are terrorists.
Or not Antifa.
But it's like, yeah. yeah, somebody peacefully entering the open door of the U.S. Capitol is not yeah. anywhere near the equivalent of the people exactly. who plotted and then executed, you know, 9/11.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to have that event on Friday night on the 10th of September. Then on the 11th in the morning, we're going to have a clay shooting fundraiser in at the Kiowa Clay Shooting Club out in Kiowa. That's going to be a fun event. Albert's going to be out. We're also asking some local celebrities to join us as well. You guys are welcome to come out as well, for sure, as celebrities.
All right, there we go. Yeah, we're celebrities.
And as clay pigeon shooters. When I was a kid, my dad had a clay pigeon thing on his property. Uh-huh. You know what uh-huh. I mean? And there was sometimes alcohol involved, which I do not recommend.
It's a lot of fun. So I went out a couple of weeks ago. It's a lot of fun. So, you know, it's going to be a fundraising event. So we do have tickets that are on sale. All this is on our website. And we have, we just left DCF Guns. They're going to be doing a they're going to be designing a custom gun for us to auction off at that event. So that's going to be fun.
Wow.
And then on Sunday, we're doing an event in the park. We're still trying to figure this out. You know, we don't have all the details laid out, but it'll all be on our website. And then the last thing is, we have another candidate class starting up on the 14th of August.
Okay.
This is also on our website. Okay. So our current class is finishing up this Saturday. So we will have over 50 people who have gone through our training so far. And then we have another class starting up on the 14th of August. And we are looking for folks to sign up because we really are, as a state, you know, we're behind the power curve on getting candidates trained and ready to fill all these positions.
And what I love about what you're doing there is it's exactly what the Democrats are doing. And granted, they have bazillions of dollars, but with Emerge, where they bring candidates in, they give them specific training. They're all on the same page. They all have the same support. They all have the same sort of infrastructure. And I know last time, I mean, Susan Beckman, a former Colorado Republican legislator, she said, you know, the Democrats have created a system where it doesn't matter who the candidate is. You just plug the candidate into the system. And now, well, we don't necessarily want that. We do need a whole lot more of a system, which it sounds to me that's what you're trying to teach people and train people on.
That's exactly what we're doing. In fact, our model that we're looking at is the Emerge model.
Right.
Now we're only 7 months into our model, but they've been at it for 10, 15 years. But that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to create a system to where we can literally, and not so much cookie cutter plug and play, but we need to have a support system that these candidates can plug into to get help and support. Because as we all know, the party is not really there for them when it comes to support. No. So,
a couple of things with regard to that. You've been highly adamant and highly agitated that the Republican Party of Colorado has got to do more to reach out to minority communities. They really don't do that. We all elected, I think, one of the great outreach people, Priscilla Rahn.
Yes.
And both you and I have been urging that the Republican Party support her. And it seems that they refused to. They just
refused. We got close. And then they gave it to us and then pulled it back. Bye.
Well, we got to figure out some ways to allow the Republican Party to do minority outreach with Priscilla.
And it's not hard. It's not hard at all.
No, some people don't want to do it, right?
And I got news for you. And you guys know this, you know, we're preaching to the choir here, but if we want to win 2022, we need to be busy in 2021.
Yes.
Training candidates, getting out there in the streets, talking to people, winning over the hearts and minds of the average citizens who see all this stuff going on, but they don't see solutions.
Right.
They don't see any answers to it other than what we've already been doing, which is not working.
Right, right.
Well, so you and I, along with other people who believe that minority outreach is important, need to get our heads together and
strategize.
Make another attempt to get the Republican Party to do something.
Well, and support, like you say, candidates. I mean, we need to have people out there thinking about running, because I imagine one of the biggest obstacles is people don't know what's involved. I mean, I wouldn't even know, where do I go get a flyer printed? Where do I get a yard sign? How do yard signs, I mean, you know, all of that stuff. And that's the kind of thing that you provide training for. And you don't have to run. If you go through it, you could say that's not for me. But in the meantime, though, I imagine you're getting a list of people who might be willing to help and will be supporting and volunteering and stuff, right?
That's what's happening. As we go through these classes, maybe there might be 10 or 15 people in the class, but only one or two decide they want to run for office. However, they have classmates now that they formed a relationship with, and some of those classmates are now joining their campaign as volunteers to help them in that effort. That's exactly what's happening right now with Eric Odlin. He went through the first class, and now some of his classmates are volunteering on his campaign. So that's exactly
right. He's running for U.S. Senate.
That's correct. Yes.
Right. Yeah. And Bennett is good.
Well, now there's another group called Advance that is run by the people from Friends for the Future, or whatever, the kind of the liberal side of the party.
Yes. I'm not aware of those, but there's several training groups. It's funny because prior to us making this announcement of training, there was very little training other than like LPR. But now I believe George Brockler has a training group, and Cynthia Coffin has a training group now. Everybody's doing all this training, but nobody's doing candidate training. They're just training on policies and, you know, they're training on higher level stuff. They're not training
They're running on stuff that doesn't do you any good.
Right. Yeah. It's like exactly. It's like, imagine anybody who's thinking about it, they kind of know what their policies are. Hopefully. And I love George Brockler, but I don't need George Brockler to tell me what my policy should be. What I need George Brockler is to tell me who are the donors that I can go to and ask for money. That's what I need from people like George Brockler. And give me your email list. You know, give me the list of who are some of the companies I can work with, who are your volunteers, et cetera, et cetera. Exactly. I don't need them, Tom. So good for you, Casper. You keep doing what you're doing.
Well, and I'm told you need to be a big donor just to go to his training. So
there you go. Yeah, and you know, I imagine, you got all the big donors helping you out there too, again, as usual, right? All right, one more time then, Casper. Where can people find out about all of these great events and opportunities that you have there?
Yes. So the events, they can go to America First, and that's FIRST, Republicans with an S on the end, .us. America First Republicans .us /events for the events that we're doing, or /training for the training we're doing. Or if they go to the website, they can click on training or click on events.
They can find out too. Okay. Casper, thank you. Thank you for keeping us up to date. We appreciate it. And, you know, anytime, reach out. We're happy to help you get the word out.
Keep it up, Casper. Take
all
care.
Right. Casper, stop right, in there. Care. Check it out. America First Republicans. They get all the information there. Excuse me. I'm recovering from a cold. Well, I'm going to give some other free advice to Republicans. You've been given that all the time. So Nancy Pelosi, you know, the Democrats, and I think this could come back to bite them, Chuck. You tell me what you think. But the Democrats, you know, are launching this investigation into the insurrection at the Capitol, the armed insurrection at the Capitol, where numerous people died. Every single word in that is, except capital, I guess, is a lie, right? There was no armed insurrection. It wasn't an insurrection. Nobody died except Ashley Babbitt, who was shot and killed by a Capitol Hill police officer. Then they won't release any information on that. But nonetheless, Nancy Pelosi wants an investigation into it. And thank goodness, she's banning, even though she has no right to do this, is for what I think, right? Representative Jim Banks and Representative Jim Jordan from being on the investigative panel because they are Trump supporters. Now, why, when you think about it, a Trump supporter, like there aren't I don't know why that would have anything to do with it. And then I'm thinking to myself, wait, Julie, stop. Don't go down. Don't follow that. She's banning them because she doesn't want any Republicans on, which is exactly what happened. Think I'm McCarthy then said, okay, fine. We're not going to even do this. But my free advice to the Republicans is don't even go there. Do not play the stupid Democrats game. He says they're going to launch their own investigation. That's what they should have done from the start. Yes, don't you think? Yes, just said, why would we? They need to do what the Republicans, what the Democrats do. They need to say, why would we want to participate in a biased, anti-Republican lie and help facilitate any of it? We refuse to participate in that lie. We are going to create our own panel and look into what did Nancy Pelosi know? When did she know it? Who actually killed Ashley Babbitt? That's what they need to be doing, don't you think?
Yes. And he was dumb really to even put them on a name up there. But as a practical matter, she did him a favor.
Yeah,
she did him an enormous favor. And now they can have their own investigation, find out really what, of course, they won't get any information.
They won't give him any information. Hey, we got Sherry from Lakewood, though, on line two. Wanted to get to her. Hey, Sherry, thank you for calling Chuck and Julie.
Hi, I wanted to go back to your very first guest and talk about the idea that taxes, the conservative principle is supposed to be a small government and low taxes.
Exactly.
And the reason, I just want to say that taxes hurt us. I don't think there should be any taxes because they're used against us. And I'll give you a few examples. Gain of function. The research was done entirely in the Wuhan Institute, and it was funded by the NIH, which was funded by our taxpayer money. Dr. Peter McCullough, a whistleblower inside CDC, is now claiming injections from the clot shot have already killed 50,000 Americans. The number of deaths and injuries are higher than all the deaths and injuries from all the other vaccinations, funded by us, the taxpayers. False reports of causes of death being attributed to COVID-19. Somebody has COVID-19 and dies in a motor accident. It's a COVID-19 death. CARE Act funded these hospitals. And, gosh, if you can get someone on a ventilator, CARE, our taxpayer money, will give them $30,000 per patient.
Right.
Through our tax money. Foreign aid money is funneled back to our politicians. President Biden and his son Hunter and his brother made billions from the Ukraine and China. So tax money for Planned Parenthood, it gets funneled back to the DNC to fund candidates that support what we don't want. And you guys being censored, okay, the CIA developed LifeLog, which converted to Facebook. Google is originally funded by the CIA. And now the tech giants, they're going to censor our emails for us. Funded by our tax money.
Right. Nope, they're going to keep track of what you're texting. So in case you're sending out that dangerous information, Sherry, you're absolutely right there. I think if you're a Republican, go no further on that whole LEAP initiative, right? It's like it's a giant bureaucracy that's going to raise taxes. Just stop right there. Absolutely agree.
And it's going to hurt our kids in the long run. They're going to hurt our kids.
All right.
Hurt us with our own money.
Yep, they do.
Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate you listening. And you know, it's time. We got a couple of minutes, but I want to. We didn't even get into the FBI. The new information coming out that the FBI was totally behind the whole. So the FBI foiled the plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer, which they developed and instigated. So
yeah, they didn't just have one informant, you know, stuck in this.
There were more informants than there were people.
There are 12 FBI and the lead FBI agent, who wasn't an informant, he's an FBI agent, was just arrested after he and his wife went to a swingers event. And his wife said she didn't like it. And so he came home, he smashed her head against the wall.
Great guy.
That's your FBI agent. Well, you're solid. And he's the one who's been testifying and everything else. So he wouldn't cheat. He wouldn't do anything untoward.
I mean, the FBI essentially was paying for the people to get together to make the plot. I mean,
yes. And they were making the plot and doing the plot. And
it was all
FBI. I mean, how much lower can the FBI go? I'm sure they can.
Yeah, they can go. Don't challenge them. Yeah. But I want to remind people, though, because we're going to wrap it up here. And thank you to Patty and Laurel and Casper. So again, if you missed the beginning of the show, we have been permanently banned from
YouTube.
I am working on, and hopefully in the next couple of shows, I'll get it up. So we will now be,
We may try to do one of these days, let's say on a Monday that's a holiday, run the shows we got banned for.
Yeah,
the band shows.
That's right.
That'll be much more fun. The best of the band shows.
And that's like, and it's just outrageous what they're doing. And again, like they said, if they can ban Donald Trump, they can ban you. If they can ban Chuck and Julie, I mean, you know, they can ban anybody. That's, you know, they just don't care.
We're special.
You can
dangerous.
Still get us at bbsradio.com/Chuck and Julie Show. You can get all the links to wherever we are at chuckandjulie.com. But also, we're on Rumble and on Podbean. So whatever your favorite platform is, we are there.
Still there.
We're still there. We're just not YouTube, but YouTube is no longer my favorite. It was never my favorite platform. And you know what? I've got some other ideas, too, which I haven't told Chuck about yet.
We're in trouble now.
And seriously, I'm going to use a little bit of bad language. I'm like, screw, and that's not the real word I would want to use. Screw you, YouTube. If you think banning Chuck and Julie is going to shut us up or back us down, you got another thing coming.
That's right, YouTube.
That's right. Hey, everybody, thank everybody at BBS. Thank you, everyone, for supporting us and for listening. And we will see you on Party Friday.
Party Friday.
All right.
Take care, everybody.
Oh, wait, one more thing.
Hold on, Leo,
if you got another Party Friday picture, send it to me in email. Leo had a great picture that I didn't get up in time.
Oh, no.
All right, that's it. Now goodbye.
Now you're okay. Now we're fine. Bye, everybody.